Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Baby, here I am. I'm a man on the scene.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, live on the road again. Waukesha County Fairgrounds, Donald Trump the occasion. Dom, more and more people moving in here, but this is still, by comparison to the last Trump rally I went to, Des Moines, Iowa, Saturday night back in October, I would have guesstimated the crowd that night between 25 and 45,000, probably on the high side.
25 and 45 is a big range, man.
Well, the Des Moines Register said the crowd was 25,000. I would have guessed 40,000 or more. It was a ginormous crowd on a Saturday night, and they were playing football that very same night down the road. Iowa State was playing Iowa in Iowa City, and Trump still had a ginormous crowd on a Saturday night in Iowa. Now, by comparison, here at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds, Dom, this crowd, maybe 3,000? I mean, big crowd, not a bad crowd, you know, if you're having a picnic or something, but this is not a Trumpy crowd. This is going to be hard to call the largest crowd ever. Trump loves doing that. This is not a ginormous crowd.
Well, I mean, if you want to be accurate, perhaps it'd be hard to do that. But when would accuracy and truthfulness have anything to do with the mega crowd? He'll come out and say what he always says. Oh, greatest crowd ever, biggest crowd ever. Whatever. That's just how they are, Crudy. But we do have some callers on the line. We're out here at the Trump Treason Tour 2022 taking your calls. Our pal Profane Ronnie. Hey, happy birthday, Ronnie. Welcome to the show. What do you got for us?
Keep her clean, sister.
Thanks, guys. So I missed the first hour of the show because I was at the fair. And then I got in the car at 5, and you had to subject me to Michaels. And I was, like, vomiting in the car. Oh, my God. He's horrible. He's horrible. Oh, my God. So now I'm at Pick and Save in the wine department trying to be in a corner so people can't hear me complain. But, oh, my God, he's horrible. And the reason why there's only 3,000 people there is because people like me signed up for tickets and said we were going, and we're not.
You know who Tim Michaels reminds me of is the Steve Carell character in Anchorman, Brick. Just loud noises. He's a loud talker, Profane Ronnie.
Yeah. You're lucky I'm in Pick and Save, so I'm not a Profane Ronnie.
We are lucky you're in Pick and Save. Go get some groceries. Thanks for listening, Ronnie. Take us with anywhere on the Devil Radio app. You can hear us on TuneIn. And, of course, we're playing out in Waukesha. You should be listening to the Shaw today, you know, because it's the local station.
Before we get to the callers, and you can join us at 844-967-2789. Out on the road, Crudy's dragging me all around again. But ultimately, you know, the big three that Michaels, who is the Trump-endorsed gubernatorial GOP candidate here in Wisconsin, he talked about election integrity, crime, and education reform. And on those issues, honestly, I don't think he's any different than perhaps Rebecca Clayfish would claim to be on those very same issues. The difference is he's the Trumpster. He's the more Trumpy.
He says it louder.
He's the more Trumpy of the candidates, which is really hard because, I mean, Ram Jam is very Trumpy, but this guy's, you know, Ram Jam with some money.
Well, Kim from Waukesha, way back in hour one, we played a little sound, a little man on the street stuff. Evan, if you're still paying attention, man, let's do a little bit more of the man on the street stuff. I'd like to go to Phil from West Bend. No, I think we got enough of Phil. We interrupted him, but that's okay. We'll move beyond Phil. But Evan, if you recall, there's a young Trumpster. The kid was wearing the entire Trump garb. He had the bronzer on. I met him in the parking lot. Well, Dom, cosplay. I've seen it in porn, but I didn't realize it was going to be so popular here at the Trump rally. I saw a guy wearing, you know, 1776 Patriot style. I've seen lots of goofballs out here, you know, just in the American flag and the Trump shirt.
Right, right.
But this guy was full Donald Trump. Young guy, Evan played for the people. Young Donald Trump wannabe. I think his name was Alec.
So, if you don't mind, what's your real name?
Alec Drexler,
And Alec, you're dressed up as who today and why?
Donald Trump, and I'm dressed as him because he's so much support.
And where are we at today?
We are in Waukesha, Wisconsin. A nice place.
And are you from here? Are you from nearby?
I'm from Illinois. Island Lake, a very similar kind of small town. Very nice.
And what would motivate you to dress
look like Donald Rittenhouse with the comb over?
People seem to like it when I do it, you know? They encourage me to do it.
And when you say people, you mean the young ladies? Who are you trying to meet today?
Young ladies, friends of mine, you know? They really like it. They think it's funny. They think it's a good way to show support.
Yeah. You're a little slimmer. I'm probably closer to Trump size than you are, man.
Well, I walked all the way from Illinois to here, so I lost all that weight coming over.
Hey, man, have a good...
So at least he had a clever response at the end.
Well, another boy from Illinois, man.
Hoping to get laid at a Trump rally by dressing like the Don.
You know, it's interesting. Of the people you've talked to, Crudy, I haven't heard anyone talk about any sort of specific policy issue, right? I mean, did you get in the weeds on anything?
Well, I did talk commerce with one guy. Evan, going to need your help. This guy was a vendor, and he was selling some T-shirts and hats. He bragged about having the best Trump hat display inventory of all. And then I asked him, like, how does this work? Because, you know, I've always wondered, all these merchants following the Trump show around.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, it's snake oil. When a grifter's going to grift, they all kind of come together.
Well, here's the guy telling me, here's the specific policy. Talking about kitchen tables?
Yes.
Well, here's why this guy's a vendor, a merchant at the Trump shows. Evan, play it for the people. This guy used to be a deadhead.
I think I'm going to just go out and crank out some Trump hats, or do you have to get licensing, or how does that work?
No. I'll tell you exactly how all this happened. I follow the Grateful Dead and the band Fish around, and I sell merchandise in their parking lots, and they let you set up just like
this. Loose joints.
Well, when COVID hit, all the cops.
I like it better
canceled.
If he sold loose joints.
A friend of mine was doing security for the Trump rallies when he was running for election, and he's like, dude,
they didn't cancel Trump during COVID.
And they saw all this stuff, and I was like, whatever, dude, you know? And I went to my first one, and I pull in here, and it's almost like set up like at the concerts I go to.
Yeah.
You know? So I am a Trump supporter. I do sell stuff to try to make money.
Yeah.
So whenever he does his rallies now, I show up and sell some merchandise, you know?
And where's home for you, if I may ask?
Ohio.
So do you drive up then?
Yeah.
Gotcha. And have you been following Trump's rallies?
I've done every one this year except for the one up in Alaska a couple weeks ago, and I didn't do Arizona because I had prior commitments. So.
Gotcha.
Alaska would be a hell of a drive to do some merchandising at a Trump rally.
How do you go from being a deadhead and following Fish to being a Trump supporter? Now, I get, you know, following around the circus to sell your wares. I mean, that's
commerce.
Yeah, that's commerce, man. I mean, I don't blame people for doing that. I imagine there's probably some people selling merch that are not Trump supporters. But I'm wondering why. Like, why? What is it about Donald Trump that has everybody so fired up? I mean, even if you just set aside the insurrection and the seditious conspiracy and all of that, and set aside the way he sold us out to Russia and embarrassed us in Helsinki, and you know, we can set aside lots and lots of things, but you know, what is it? I mean, when Trump was here, we crashed the economy because he denied COVID, at least publicly. And you know,
that's Wuhan's fault. That's China's fault.
Well, whatever. It, you know, when things happen, you know, the buck stops with you. It buck stops with Donald Trump.
I take no responsibility whatsoever.
The only thing he's actually done was were the tax cuts. I mean, what was the stock market at when Trump got booted out of office, right? What was our GDP at when Trump got booted out of office? You know what I'm saying? I mean, what exactly can any of these Trump supporters articulate specifically? Oh, we're going to stop CRT. BRT. Well, okay, what do you mean by that exactly? You don't think we should tell our students that are in public schools and studying history that many of the founding fathers were slave owners?
I mean, hey, you slow down. You think history is written by the winners, my friend.
Well, it doesn't make it any less true. So what? And so that is too difficult for people to comprehend. Yes, people can be good. People can do good things and still be bad people. Some bad people do good things. Good people do bad things. I mean, there's all sorts of. But you know, it is a crowd coming around a circus. It is like a concert, man. You come here and you hear the same old song over and over and over again. Like when we were traveling around, we're going to build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. I mean, that's as deep as it gets, man. And it's such a sad commentary on not just us as a country, specifically here in Waukesha, but certainly us as a country.
Well, Dominic, the circus used to come to town every summer, and you knew they were bringing out the elephants. You didn't complain about, oh, I've seen the elephants last year.
Sure. I mean, if you want to just go for the entertainment of it all, I get it. But, there are real-world consequences to having a narcissist like Donald Trump in office. I mean, look at what happened to the Republican Party. They're in disarray.
I met one other guy at least today. And, Evan, if you got a couple minutes, let's play him. Now, this guy was in a full Uncle Sam costume, the fourth cosplayer I met earlier today. Three former presidents, including Trump. And Uncle Jam, as this man describes himself. I did a little selfie video, me and Uncle Jam. He was the front row of the VIP line. Not the guy that paid $1,400, but just the best dressed guy in line. Played for the people, Uncle Jam.
Good dinner, Tony.
Sir, what's your name?
Uncle Jam, UncleJam.us.
Where are we at?
We are in the beautiful state of Wisconsin. And I'm saying to say it's not Waukesha, it's
Are you
Waukesha.
Sure?
Waukesha, I understand.
Okay.
That's how we also call it the Shaw.
Right, and I think I saw a sign that said not Waukesha. I like that.
That's clever. Where are you from, sir?
I'm from.
Oh, you see?
Yeah, yeah. We're not woke.
And look at me.
Dan, what do you hope to see this afternoon?
Come on,
Trump rally.
The same thing I always hope to see, and hope is confident expectation. So I'm confidently expecting everybody to get excited for President Trump and await him to tell his big announcement that we believe he's going to run again.
What about Tim Michaels, the gubernatorial candidate?
That's got Uncle Jam very excited.
I'm here to endorse him to reinforce his candidacy. Do you have a dog in the whole gubernatorial race in Wisconsin?
I'm still vetting some. I just, usually a week before I hit a state, I'll check it out and see, because I don't always necessarily endorse any particular candidate, regardless of who does. I go for constitutional people. But sometimes he doesn't endorse anybody, and I think that's smart. Sometimes when it's close, he says, I want the people to see what you guys think. And so he's playing his cards right. So I'm not sure about Michael, but he's Trump endorsed, so that already puts him on my side, before looking further.
Uncle Jam, I hope you enjoy the round.
He's Trump endorsed, so he's got to be good. Choosy mothers choose Trump.
All in all, we love the Constitution. We love law and order. Well, the guy was Donald Trump oversaw the first time in American history that we did not have a peaceful transfer of power.
I mean, you take such issue with that.
I'm just saying, how do these people square that? I mean, did you ask any of the hard questions, Crudy?
Hey, man, I wasn't trying to get my ass beat. Where's my wingman? You barely made it for showtime.
Hey, man, come sliding in at the last minute. You know how I do it. We know how you do it, folks. We are the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Trump Treason Tour 2022. Sitting out here roasting in Waukesha. It is hot and sunny here in Wisconsin. We're going to take a break right now. Come back with more of your phone calls. 844-967-2789. How long are we keeping this thing going, man?
Till Trump talks.
Oh, my God. Really? You know he's going to be late.
Seven-ish.
All right, seven-ish. Because the knife's never on time, right? I mean, he's like Axl Rose.
And you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates live at the Waukesha County Fairgrounds. Meet lots of nice folks. And those other people we played for you on the radio. More Devils live at Trump. Baby, baby, I'm loving you. I need your love.
joint?
No, not on me, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you...